Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. My name is Lavinia, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. Yet another Friday, I'm wishing you guys a happy, happy Friday. Hopefully you guys are having a wonderful summer or winter or whatever part of the world that you're listening from. I hope that you guys are having a wonderful Friday, a wonderful summer for us. So far, it's been great. The weather has been beautiful. Like this week, the weather has been beautiful, so we've really been enjoying the outdoors. But I'm so grateful to have you guys. If you're new with us, welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. You can make your home here. There's so much for you. This great content for empowering women, for educating, for teaching, for direction. So if you guys are looking for a place where you can just kind of come and just chill, because we're all chill people. Well, I'm a chill person. And I like to be able to give you guys the word in a more relaxed, because the word of God is there for support. He's there to love. He's there to soothe. But then he's also there for like correction and everything and direction. So as always, my desire is to inspire. My desire is to uplift. My desire is to encourage you guys and empower you guys through the word. And I pray, as always, that throughout this whole podcast, that may God be glorified and the devil terrified. And I would like to let you guys know a little bit about the podcast network that I am a part of. I have the privilege of being a part of an awesome podcast network. And it has been awesome to work with these young men and women of God. I mean, it's great. So to go ahead and jump right into it, yes, I am part of an awesome podcast network, which includes the Who's Your Daddy Godcast, which airs every Sunday. And this is part of a History with God Ministries, Becoming a Light podcast, which is part of familylifeonline.org, Legos, which is the Heart of God and Mind of Christ. Then you have the Voice of One podcast, A Secret Refuge, and then my podcast, NMA Empowering God's Beloveds, and finally, Bella and Me. So if you are looking for like a network to be a part of, this network is for you. And I'll tell you why, because it has every single thing for each and every single person. So you want a word of encouragement, you want to know about the word, you want to know about the history of the word, you want to know about women, you want a show for children, well, this is the network for you. And like I said, I am privileged to be a part of it, and I thank God for it every single time. So yes, so you guys go check it out. You can find the information at www.ahistorywithgod.org. Scroll down to the bottom, you'll see our podcast network. Just click on there. There's a show, like I said, for each and every single week and for every single person. So wherever your heart leads you, go ahead and click and listen. I've listened to a lot of the podcasts here, and I know that they're wonderful, and I know that they will touch you and they'll bless you as well. So we're going to go ahead and get started right on to today's show. And once again, people, I am more than happy to introduce my fiance. 6 weeks we'll be married. Our wedding is in exactly 6 weeks from today. So we're so excited. Woo. Yeah. Yeah, so this is going to be a fun podcast, isn't it?
Yes, it will.
Because it's been a lot of stressful things going on, so we want to just come out here and just have a good time, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I want to ask you, though, how has the wedding planning been for you as a guy?
You're always thinking about, did this get paid for? Did I call that person? Did so-and-so accomplish what he said he was going to take care of when they said they were going to take care of it? You know, those kind of things. It's always going through your mind every day. Because in order for this wedding to be successful, you have to meet all the requirements, the deadlines, and stuff like that. So it's a great experience, not something to experience multiple times. Hopefully you don't have to experience, you know, that multiple times. Hopefully it's a one and done thing. You know, that's, for me, it's a one and done thing. But yeah, I can't complain though, because this is the right thing we're doing. This is how you do this.
Yeah.
This is how you make this thing, this relationship awesome. You cement it. And like 5 years down the line, you know, you look back and be like, remember that day we were crying because of, oh, we had to figure out how we're going to pay all this money on this day.
But it happened, right? That is our testimony.
Yes.
I claim it before it even happens.
We claim what again?
No, because you're saying 5 years from now we're going to look back. Yes. And you said, oh, I'm going to be crying, like, how are we going to pay this money by this time?
I'm going to look back and laugh.
Right.
Like, you were crying that on that day, like, oh my God.
Right.
I'm
saying I claim that as my testimony in advance.
You're claiming?
Before the 5 years is here, I just want to be able to laugh.
Oh, okay.
You so get like, what I'm saying?
Like tomorrow you want to laugh that it happened yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so for me, I think more so as a bride to like planning a wedding is more pressure. I think it's a lot easier on guys, but I could be wrong. Maybe there's guys out there that love to like do this and plan weddings, but I feel like it's a lot of pressure, mainly on the female, because this is like your dream wedding. I feel like the guy just kind of shows up and looks good, but everything that is put together in the wedding is usually like a girl's vision. So in order to have everything play out the way you envision it, there's a process. And it takes a lot of faith. For me, it has. It's taken a lot of faith. It's taken for me to do things that I never thought I would. Mm-hmm. And not in a bad way, but just like, you know, like connect with people that I never thought I would connect with. Like the wedding has just brought so much connections. Mm-hmm. And we thank God for that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But what are some tips or pointers that you can give somebody out there if they're planning their wedding?
If they're about to plan their wedding or something they want to do a few years.
Yeah. Or if they're going through the process of planning a wedding.
Like right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's for right now, I would say have a good team helping you do this thing. It helps. It's helping us so much that, you know, we have some folks that are saying, I can do this for you. I can take care of that for you. You don't have to do that all by yourself. I can pay that for you. I can go there. So on and so forth. But one thing you can definitely do is not put all the pressure on you or your bride-to-be. Delegate some responsibilities to a core team to help you accomplish this wonderful wedding. That would really save you a lot of stress, to be honest. Yeah. So, because it's not always on your head, because you have
somebody else who can take care of it.
You got it.
Yeah, I agree. But my
well, and then advice for those that are planning to get married,
save.
Yeah, you didn't let me. Oh my goodness. Yes, save. It helps so much if you save. Put some money aside starting now. If you want to get married, you know, if you're thinking you want to get married like 3 years from now, well, start saving right now. Yeah. It will definitely help by the time the 3 years come.
Right.
Yeah, that's advice for those that are planning ahead in the future.
Yeah, because I think we never really took account of how expensive things are. Like, the moment you say marriage or wedding, like, retailers will jack up the price for whatever you're trying to buy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember even going to shop for my dress, and it was like, well, you want me to pay what for a dress that I'm wearing for how long? No, like,
not even a whole day.
Right. So to me, that's crazy. But I know there's people out there that will pay like $5,000 for a dress. For me, it's not for me, because, you know, I would really like to buy a house one day. So we want to save towards that as well. But yeah, it's the retailers will jack up the price because you say the word marriage or because you say the word wedding. Mm-hmm. We did an experiment, me and my cousin, and we called different places and we were like, oh, we're having a birthday. And the price was maybe like, okay, that's fine, $12 per person. And the moment like I called and I said, we're having a wedding, it was up to $60 per person. Yeah. So it's like crazy like how much the price will jack up. But definitely save. Mm-hmm. I think that will prevent a lot of stress, is to save ahead of time. If you see a girl and maybe God's telling you that's your wife, the moment you hear or you feel it, you sense it, save your money because it's gonna help you in the long run. But for me as a woman, I think I have a little bit of a different advice. I'll say for all my girls, I definitely would say to guard your heart. And the reason why I say that is because during the process of a wedding, there'll be so much obstacles, there's so much tension maybe going on with other women. Okay. And I feel like maybe it's because some people maybe never experienced it. Kennedy was saying to have a core team, well, you have to be very guarded with the team also that you have. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you could have a best friend, but your best friend might not have the best intentions for you when it comes to getting married. Like, some people's true feelings will come out around a certain time. Like, she may have been your best friend throughout, like a loss in the family. Like, she was your go-to person, but all of a sudden you're like, now I'm getting married and she's acting different. And I only say that because that actually happened to me with my maid of honor. Like, things, like, she's been my best friend forever, and maybe I should recalculate who I call my best friend, but she's been like my best friend for as long as I could remember. We grew up together, like, we did everything together, we have, like, the same everything. But the moment that I told her, like, we're getting married, like, it's almost like there was a change in her. Like, all of a sudden, she was just like, eh, like, she would say one thing, but she'd be acting a different way. So, definitely guard your heart. Guard your heart throughout this whole wedding experience and even after, because weddings are a very exciting thing, and I know that they bring honor, such honor to a couple, that the enemy will fight that, because the enemy doesn't want you to have that, like, honor. He doesn't want you to have that, like, glorious moment where it'd be like, wow, like, this happened. But pray all throughout. Prayer.
That's actually, it should be number one tip.
Yeah,
to pray. You have to pray.
Pray all throughout for God to cover the entire wedding party. Mm-hmm. I know one of our favorite scriptures that we've been standing on is John 2:1-11, where Jesus was invited to a wedding, and at that wedding, he turned the water into wine. So if you are getting married, pray over it. Pray over your wedding. Pray that Jesus turns every water into wine in your wedding, and you will have a sweet wedding. We know that as long as Jesus is in the midst of our wedding plans and in our wedding, everything is going to be awesome. Like, everything is going to be awesome. Nothing is going to be lacking. Nothing is going to be missing. So, yeah, we believe that on our wedding day in September, September 15th, it'll be an amazing time. And we're believing and we're standing on it. So, yes, enough about weddings. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about family and finances.
Yeah. Which is very important because these are all parts of the things that we had to deal with, even through, like, our wedding plans. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, sorry. But yes, we're talking about family and finances. And I think this is very important because this is something that we had to deal with and revisit a lot. Mm-hmm. So, as you guys know, I'm Kenyan, and Kennedy is Kenyan too, but he was born in America. I was born in Africa. So we have a lot of different family backgrounds and family beliefs and different family ways of doing things, which we found was, you know, kind of clashing at times. So that's what inspired us to speak about, you know, just family and finances today.
Yeah, a few things on that.
Right. So, I think it's important to, like, kind of debrief your significant other about your family. And the reason why I say that is because it's good to know that, you know, like, let's say if I have a brother who is maybe, I don't know, funny. Okay. It's good to, like, let you know about stuff like that.
Yeah, so I won't react. Shocked. Yeah, I won't react at the moment when I meet him, but because I knew ahead of time, I will, you know, act with wisdom, act accordingly.
Yeah. Or if, like, my brother is sarcastic, which my brother actually is very sarcastic.
He's not that sarcastic.
I think he is.
Maybe, so, like, I think to you, because you're his sister.
To me, he's very sarcastic. He's so if I'm telling people, he's very sarcastic. So just keep out on the lookout.
I think especially to you, though. So I think you give him more credit
than he deserves. Yeah. Okay.
I think he's more chill.
All right.
I don't know. That's just me.
That's just you. I think because you're like on the outside. Maybe, so he's more nicer to you.
That could be it.
Yeah.
That has to be right. That, of course.
That's the only reason. Yeah, so...
Well, not for long.
So, how do you feel about that? Like, do you think it's okay to, like, kind of just tell your significant other just...
Yeah, no.
This is just really how helps. My family is.
It helps to give your significant other a heads up on how your family acts. And when you meet them, probably won't react in a negative way. Like if somebody said something that offended you, mm-hmm. because I'm like, no, that's just how my mom is. You know, just you have to take her as she is.
Right.
But she's not crazy. She has nothing against you. That's just, you know.
That's just the way she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I think that helped us a lot. I think I did a little bit more debriefing for you than you did for me.
I think you did.
Yeah. I sat him down and I was like, look, this is how my sister is. This is how my brother is. This is how my mom is. Yeah. This is how my son is. This is everything.
Right.
And then for him, it was more of like a shock. Like, I'm finding out things as I go.
Well, that's my bad.
Just your bad?
Yeah, that's my bad. I thought I did a good job in trying to explain how my family operates.
Yeah.
Maybe I could have done a little bit. Maybe I could have dug a little bit deeper.
Right.
Nonetheless, back to what we were saying, it is important that you tell your significant other how your family is. Because if you're planning on getting married to that person, you're also not just marrying them, you're marrying into each other's family. You're going to have family meetings, family barbecues, and family get-togethers,
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff of that nature. You're not just marrying that person and staying with that person. So you have to get acquainted with the family members as well. And so giving your significant other a heads up about how your family is makes it easy when we all come together.
Yeah, I agree. But I love your family. Your family is great.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Touché.
Touché.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's been an awesome journey getting to know your family. And mm-hmm. I know it's the same for mine. Just coming together as one big family. Okay, so I do have a question that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
If in-laws are having problems, how can we intervene? Because for me, I believe, and I think this is just the way that I was raised. I think it's very, like, disrespectful, or it's not necessary to disagree with your in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, like, I wouldn't go arguing with your mom because I wasn't raised that way, so for me, it would be, like, disrespectful. It would be, like, unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but you being, like, the child of your mom. Yeah.
The middleman,
yeah. Like, the child of your mother. Yeah. How can you help? How can you intervene in a situation like that if there's ever a disagreement?
Yeah, in the vent?
Yes.
Being that it would be concerning me. Well, not about me.
Not necessarily.
But being that I'm, the middleman, I would go to my mother and ask her, you know, what happened. Help me understand your point of view. And then also do the same thing for you. And ask what was your point of view. And then explain it to each other. Mm-hmm. So you know, however you understood whatever the disagreement was with my mother, I'll go to her and tell her, no, this is actually what Lavinia meant. She wasn't saying it in this way, or she didn't mean it that way. She may have said it this way, but she didn't mean it in that sense. And then, you know, vice versa, I would come to you and just tell her what my mom meant. And then also, I'll take the time to try to explain again how you guys were. Because I know you, and I know how you think, and I know how you feel. And same thing for, like, my mother. I know how she thinks, how she feels. And so I'll be like, again, this is my mother. This is how she was raised. This is how she thinks.
Mm-hmm.
So she may say things very bluntly, but that doesn't mean that she's rude. That's just character.
How she is.
And then vice versa, I'd be like, no, Lavinia is, she may be headstrong, mm-hmm. for example, but that doesn't mean that she's being rude to you. She's just
very headstrong.
No. You have to, like, express your opinion about whatever.
Certain things.
Yeah, certain things. Doesn't mean that you're being rude. That's just your personality, yeah. So I'd, you know, go to each other and just explain your personalities.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. I don't know if I would do it the same way, though.
Okay.
I think I would like for everybody to be in one room instead of going back and forth.
Because
mm-hmm. the best way to hear something is out of somebody's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if something keeps happening, like, if it's a persistent issue, how do you then handle it? Like, let's say, for instance, because I know this happens to a lot of women, and I know this happens to a lot of mother-in-laws, where one party is being disrespectful to the other. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps happening. Like, how then? Because it goes up to the place where some people don't like to go to the in-laws. Like, oh, it's Christmas. I'm not going to John's mom's house. You hear about that a lot. But how do you help that situation when it's something like that? You know, it might not be anything against you, but, you know, maybe my mom just really doesn't like you. And she just doesn't agree with our relationship. Like, you know, what's a wise way to deal with it as a man or as a woman? Do you step in for your wife? Do you step in for your husband? And, you know, like, do you pretty much tell your mom how it is, or you tell your dad how it is? Like, how do you think everybody should go about situations like that?
Well, I'll start off by saying that this may be one way of doing it, but this probably more than one way of doing it. I guess this would be my way of doing it. I would, if like it keeps on persisting, then I'd have to have like a real sit down meeting and say, and have to, you know, set things straight. And, you know, for whoever is not willing to understand, you know, ultimately they'll have to deal with it. Because if
it's your wife, or that's your mother. Because that's, like, your wife, or, and that's your mother.
Yeah. So, like, I'd be like, Mom, listen, this is Lavinia. This is going to be my wife. I love her. And I'm not sure where things are not working out. But what we will continue to do is we'll continue to pray. Because, you know, we're believers.
Right.
And we know that ultimately the Lord wants unity in family and in relationships. He's always for unity.
Right.
The devil is the one for disunity. And one point I would bring up is like, you know, if there's disunity, we have to recognize that the devil is doing something within that situation. Because there's disunity, and the devil wants to divide.
Right.
He wants to come. The Bible says he comes to kill, to steal,
and to destroy.
And Jesus came to give life, and life more abundantly. And I don't see how disagreements and fighting and bickering equates to abundant life. I don't see how those two go hand in hand. I think abundant life is love, happiness, like the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, all of those. The Bible says that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He has joy. He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. You know, like Jesus, you know, and ultimately, you know, you know, fighting and all that other stuff, that's not of God.
Right.
And so again, so I would say, like, yo, Mom, you know, this bickering and fighting, whatever it is, we will get to the bottom of it. But you have to understand that this is going to be my wife. And then also, I'd also come to you if there's a disagreement that you have with my mom. I'd be like, you know, that's Mom. You can't change her. She's a grown woman. She's set in her ways. You know, you just have to respect her for who she is.
Right.
And if there's any issue, you know, and you feel like you can't, you feel like you might cross the line and disrespect, or things might go overboard, then you just, you know, say, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I can't continue this conversation, or something like that.
Right.
That's an example. That's not what's really happening with us, but that's just an example to help you guys understand
how to go about it.
I think that's how I would go about it. Now, again, I don't think that's the only way. I believe there's more than one way. Again, the Lord is the author of, he's wisdom. He is all wisdom.
Right.
Excuse me. And the Bible says in James 1:5 that if you're lacking wisdom, go to the Lord, ask him, and he will give you wisdom. He will give you the understanding. He knows the words that he can give you to say to your soon-to-be wife, to explain how your family is, and vice versa, explain to your family how your wife is, soon-to-be wife is, and stuff like that. And the Lord desires that, again. So, you know, don't be discouraged. Don't be sad. Like, why is my family going through this kind of stuff? You know, the devil does not like family. He does not like unity. He does not like happiness. He hates to see that stuff. And so when you see that, just know that he's working
in the midst.
But don't be discouraged, because, you know, Jesus has overcome all of that. You just go to the Lord and say, Lord, help me do my part in making this thing work.
Yeah, I like that. And one advice, actually, that you gave me that I want to share real quick is that I remember I had a disagreement with like a friend of mine, and I was so upset, guys. I was like ready to write her off. I'm just like, I'm not dealing with her anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. Why does this keep happening? I'm only one person. I know that I'm very like, I can be a very emotional person. I mean, I wear my heart on my sleeves, and that pretty much just means like, if I'm the type of person who will love you, I will love you with my whole heart and like with no strings attached, nothing. So with this friend, it felt like that to me. Like, I loved her with my whole heart, and my heart was broken. So, and I remember I was talking to Kennedy about it, and she's a woman of God. And you told me that, you know, whenever you're dealing with people who are, you know, of the Lord, or whenever you're dealing with people who are Christians or people who love Jesus and love the word, you can't really write them off, because you have to always believe that God is doing something in their lives. That's amazing. So you can't really write them off. And it helped me look at things in such a different light, because it's true. Because if you look at your life, especially if you're a man or woman of God, or you're a child of God, you know, for me, I refer to everybody as man and woman of God, because we're all children of the Lord. So when I say that, that's what I mean. Like, you know, like, I'm a woman of God, you're that's a man good, of God.
I never understood what you meant when you said that. That's a joke.
So, she's a woman of God, so, and when you explained that to me, it actually got me to take a step back and look back at my life to see how far God has brought me, because 5 years ago, I was not the woman that I am now.
That's true.
And that's the difference. When you're walking in Christ, you will change, you will transform, you will develop, you will blossom, and maybe people are just meeting you at a time where you just don't have it all together.
That's true. Yeah, we're always growing in the Lord,
right?
There's always room for improvement,
right?
Well, in our lives. And that's why Jesus says forgive,
right?
Because he knows that we're growing, we're changing, we're desiring to look more like him. But there's a process to it. And you might meet somebody going through the transition process, and they may step on your toe by accident while going through the process. But Jesus says forgive, because that's not what their intentions.
Right.
It was an accident, you know. And us ourselves, we're not perfect. We offend people
all the time, probably.
And sometimes it's on purpose. Sometimes it's you didn't even know. So, and then that's another thing too. Sometimes we offend each other, and sometimes we get offended and we think the other person did it on purpose, and maybe it wasn't. It was something they didn't even know that they did.
Right.
And then now you hold a grudge against that person, and they're living their life like,
I know, everything's good.
Yeah, like everything's cool, and yeah, like everything's gravy. But I digress.
Yeah.
Forgive, because we are all growing, and we all need room for forgiveness, all need room for growth.
Right.
And that's the way to a happy life.
Right. So as we come to a close of this, sorry, we were not able to get into
something real quick
about the finances.
Yeah.
Well, we can do it next time, so we can keep people, you know, coming back. We want to keep you coming back, so we'll have Kennedy again.
Just for the record, Lavinia wanted to do this for the next one. I wanted to help you guys out.
So.
Tune in. Just stay tuned.
Right. Stay tuned in for the next time that Kennedy's on. We'll definitely talk about the finances.
Yeah.
I believe that family dynamics is a big part of marriage. It's a big part of life, because you see your family all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the greatest things that I do want to share with you guys, just like Kennedy taught me a great big lesson in my life, that remember where God brought you from. Let us not forget that God brought us from ashes. He picked us up from dust. So when you, no matter what situation that you're in, if you're dealing with a family member, if you're dealing with a friend, if you're dealing with a coworker, if you're dealing with your husband or your children, never forget that people change, people transform, people grow, especially people who are in Christ. So give people chances, love. And just like the Bible calls, the greatest commandment is to love, because love truly is the most powerful weapon that God gave us, and he showed us that, because love is what went to the cross for us. So love is the greatest weapon that we have against the enemy, because like Kennedy was saying, the enemy wants division. He wants you in the dark. He wants you separated, because I know we were praying over, like, the three-strand cord cannot be broken.
Yes.
Because there's power in unity, and the enemy knows that. So I urge you, like, if you're going through something rough, maybe like a rough patch with your family or with a friend, to go and reconciliate that relationship. Remember, the goal of it all is that we all work for one God. Like, we all serve one God. We all have one enemy. It's not multiple. He's just one enemy. And we're all here to ultimately glorify God's name. So we want to love each other. Let's love each other. Let's grow together. Let's help a neighbor. Like, if you see a sister stumbling, don't look down on her. Go up to her. Like, I want to give one example is, I remember when I first came to Christ, I was not the best dresser. I used to kind of dress a little bit inappropriate. And by that, I mean, like, I wore a lot of tight stuff and whatever. And instead of, you know, maybe coming to me and judging me because I did not know any better, go up to that sister and you talk to her about how to better dress, about how to better act, but not in a judging way. We have to operate in love all the time. So if somebody would have came up to me and said, oh, Lavinia, you know, come, let's go shopping or let's do something. Let me show you how to be a good woman, like when you walk in Christ and not being a stumbling block for other people. So definitely, let's love each other. Let's grow together. The enemy counts, once again, he counts on us being divided. He counts on us being separated. He counts on us being set apart. That's why there's so much division going on in the world, because when you are standing alone, you can easily be taken down. Yeah. But when you have a core team behind you, when you have a group of prayer warriors, or, you know, just people who are men and women of God as well, surrounding you, praying together, you guys have one heart, one unity, you guys are stronger together. So be men and women of God who operate in love. And as always, forgive, 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 like Kennedy says.
Yes.
It is more of a blessing, actually, for you to forgive than for somebody to receive forgiveness. And it's just freeing to forgive, and it loosens the weight of just everything. So those are the things that we wanted to talk about today. We hope that you guys enjoyed it. We always have a great time together when we come on the podcast, because we can just sit at home and just kind of podcast our hearts away to you guys. So if you guys have any questions, any comments, remember, we love to interact with you. Send us your email, send us your questions, and we'll do a Q&A session for this month coming up.
Awesome. And I just want to say one more thing. I feel like I need to say this. I was trying to find the scripture. If I find it, I'll let you guys know. But the best way to overcome evil is
good.
Do good. Yes. It says in the scriptures, overcome evil with good. With good. So if you feel like evil is coming your way from whichever way or from whoever, overcome it by doing good. That's the way of the Lord. The Bible says that God shines the sun on both the just and the unjust. Or is it the sun or the rain?
The sun.
Yes, I was right. But on the just and the unjust. So overcome evil with good.
Right.
That's how you have victory in your life.
Yes. All right, guys. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to NMA Empowering God's Beloveds. We had an amazing time coming on our podcast, talking to you guys. Remember, guys, Frank and Christina Sasa will be podcasting with us on our 25th episode.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. It's going to be funny. I myself cannot wait. I can't wait for the 25th episode. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys will love it as well. They're great men and women of God that we have in our lives that have taught us so much, and we look up to them, especially because I feel like they're amazing. They taught us, they're the true meaning of free. Like, I have never met Christians who are so free. Usually Christians are in bondage, but these people, like, really taught us the difference, like the meaning of, like, to be free in Christ, but to be truly free and set free. So thank you guys so much, Frank and Christina. Like, you guys mean more to us than you'll ever know. And thank you guys, everybody else, for tuning in, and we will catch you next time. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the NMA podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at laviniajohnson.com.